USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As the Monday deadline approaches, there's still no deal between the U.S. and Mexico to avert import tariffs on Mexican goods. President Trump wants Mexico to stem the flow of Central American migrants arriving at the southern border. Discussions will continue on Friday. Some progress has been made as they talk about major changes to asylum rules and border enforcement. Mexico's foreign minister, who's in Washington for the negotiations, said both sides should want to avoid the tariffs.
The tariffs could be very costly for the U.S. economy, the consumers in the United States, and the Mexican economy.
Officials at the White House say President Trump and his Mexican counterpart have not yet spoken directly. They say they're the only two people who can strike a deal. This is USA Radio News.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm fat when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
The Washington Supreme Court has ruled against a Christian florist for a second time for refusing to provide flowers for a same-sex wedding. Marinelle Stutzman believes her case is about basic American freedoms.
It's about everyone's freedom to live their belief without fear of government punishment. If the government can tell you what event you must celebrate and take all you own if you decline to violate your faith, then we don't live in a free America. Whatever you stand on this issue of same-sex marriage, we can all agree to stand for our freedoms.
The internal watchdog for the Homeland Security Department visited 4 facilities. They say inspectors found serious risks. In California, nooses were found in detainees' cells and also inadequate medical care. In New Jersey, there was spoiled food and moldy bread. Both of those locations had unusable toilets and mold in the bathrooms. The report says ICE has taken steps to correct the problems. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Yet another person is speaking out after the mysterious deaths at a resort in the Dominican Republic. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has details.
A Denver, Colorado couple claims they fell ill at the same Dominican Republic resort where 3 Americans died just 5 days apart last month. Kaylin Krall says her and her boyfriend visited the resort and became sick after saying no to a timeshare. She explains to ABC News her symptoms.
We were drooling excessively. My eyes would not stop watering. That night, we both woke up soaked in sweat at like 4 a.m. I was having the worst intestinal cramping I've ever experienced. It felt like a chainsaw going through my gut. And kind of terrified, we booked a flight home before the sun came up.
Krull's doctor believes she was experiencing poisoning from insecticides. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
YouTube says it's banning certain types of videos. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
YouTube now banning videos promoting white supremacy, Nazism, and other bigotry-boosting ideologies, as well as those denying that violent events like the Holocaust and the shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School took place. However, it says it will still permit videos it classifies as borderline, which isn't clearly defined. YouTube developing the policy banning supremacist videos with outside groups including the Anti-Defamation League. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.